For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Too much going on, Anthony.
You know, it's so much. And Shays announced next season the other night. They have Beautiful, the Carole King musical, coming on Tuesday.
Right.
We both saw a lot of theater. It could sound like the community calendar if we're not careful. So I think just getting to it.
Well, let's talk about Shays. This is very exciting. So what's coming up next
season?
Well,
it's always exciting. And they're very dependent upon what's coming out of Broadway. Finding Neverland, which is about the author of Peter Pan and his relationship to the family that inspired him to tell the story. American in Paris, which is still playing on Broadway. A Christmas Story, the musical. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which is nearing the end of its very successful Broadway run. The Sound of Music, always popular, especially in Buffalo. And Cabaret. But they also have some special engagements outside of that subscription coming.
Well, those are great parts of the subscription package, but there are also some special engagements back by popular acclaim. A stomp. They make music with all sorts of things, brooms and garbage cans, et cetera, et cetera. There's also a Wicked coming back, 42nd Street. I'm interested in The Little Mermaid. When my kid was young, we watched the Disney film over and over and over again. I love the songs.
And it is the Disney film. It is the same songs. Plenty, it seems, for little girls over the past few years, from Annie to Matilda to Little Mermaid to Wicked, popular with that set.
Of course, that's all next season. This season, this week, it's Beautiful, the Carole King musical, from her early days in a small office in the Brill Building to her famous CD Tapestry.
Well, I was out of town, but still managed to see shows in town. Out of town, I saw the Carnegie Hall West Side Story that was done out in a factory space in Queens, which was pretty brilliant and exciting. And John Patrick Shanley's new play, Prodigal Son. He wrote...
That name rings a bell.
He wrote Doubt. He wrote Moonstruck. And this is his new play, heavily autobiographical, about a working class boy going to a prep school in New England. He's such a beautiful writer, such vivid characters. Here in town, The Happiest Song Plays Last, which is the third play in a trilogy about an ex-Marine dealing with his life upon returning home, and two overlapping stories. So that's Reces at the Manny Fried Playhouse. A very emotionally powerful play. They're doing a nice job. And The Shipment by Young Jean Lee, about racism in America, African-American cast, these potent vignettes, some of it very funny, some of it shaming you with the comedy, and just brilliantly performed, a very tight ensemble. That's The Shipment over at Torn Space.
I got to go to something a little quirky at Canisius. It was just one night. The Irish actor Bosco Hogan came and put on The Life of W.B. Yeats by reading his poetry, put in seamlessly into a nice story. I got to tell you, it's one thing to read poetry. Well, you know this. It's another thing to hear it read by an Irishman, especially when we're talking Yeats.
Yes, among the greatest poetry ever written. You know, in addition to Beautiful, well, including Beautiful, six openings in Buffalo this week. We should mention some of them, notably House of Blue Leaves, which American Repertory Theater is using to launch their new space over on Amherst Street, the John Guare play.
330 Amherst Street. Safe, world premiere of the play by Donna Hoke. It's about the cycle of bullying.
Of bullying, the suicide of a gay teen, a situation that actually begins 20 years earlier. This play has won awards elsewhere. Donna Hoke, and that is at Road Less Traveled.
I'm going to head over to the Allendale for the Theater of Youth, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, adapted from the children's novel by C.S. Lewis. Theater of Youth, always a lot of fun. And then Wiesenthal. It's a play about Simon Wiesenthal, dubbed the James Bond of Nazi hunters.
By whom? I don't know. But
I don't know who.
Years ago, when I was first in Buffalo, I saw Shimon Wiesenthal. He had come to Buffalo and spoke at Westminster Presbyterian Church, a vivid speaker. And you were telling me that he actually had a background in entertainment.
Well, that's what I found out, talking to Tom Dugan, who wrote the play and will be acting out the part of Wiesenthal. Before the war, before the Holocaust, he was a stand-up comedian, a very engaging fellow. And I did press Tom Dugan. I said, look, every Dugan I know is Irish Catholic. And he said, I grew up Irish Catholic, but my father, as a teenager, was in the Allied forces liberating the death camps. And he said, when my father started to finally talk about his war experience, I knew this was a play that I had to do. Wiesenthal, it's at 710 Main, and it opens this Thursday.
And when we come back next week, we will have seen a lot of these shows.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.